Also, there's an issue here. Are you allowed to pray to somebody facing you? Like now I'm giving the lecture. Somebody come and center here and start praying. And like I'm sitting in front of him. Is it allowed or not? The Imam, the Hanafiya, rahimahumullah, said it's not recommended. And this is also one narration about Imam Ahmad. And there's another narration about Al-Hanabila, said it's forbidden. And this is also some Hanafi scholars support that opinion, like Ibn Abdin. And other fuqaha said, it is not recommended if this will make the person who pray busy with that person he is standing in front of him. There is certain narrations been narrated in that saying it's not allowed for you to pray while somebody facing you. And they said, the scholar who said it's forbidden. Why? Said because this imitating the kuffar when they used to pray to their idols, or when they worship somebody, they pray to him like that. See? The imitation. Therefore, Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, it's not allowed to put al-majamir fi qiblat al-masjid. It's not allowed to put, you know, the charcoal when you put perfume in it. Charcoal, you put some piece of wood in it, bring good smile, good smell. You're not allowed to put it in the qibla, in the mihrab, because it's fire. And in the winter time, the scholars used to forbidden the people to put the fire for, why they put the fire? For heat. They said, do not put it in the front of the musallin, because it's used similar to the people who worship fires. Also, Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh, he said, do not pray to a stone. Al-Imam Malik explained that meaning by, if it's like you bring big stone like this, and you wink to it by itself, because you be looks like the people who worship the idols. But if it's just, Al-Imam Malik said, if it's a normal thing, like a rock or something, you just take it sutra while you are in the forest. It's not. But honoring one or a special one or something like that, it's not a right to do. All of this based on what I just told you. The fourth rule, the imitation only related to what is from the kuffar culture, and they are and these things, it's from their only culture. Nobody else sharing this culture with them. Like they have something in their culture, no other nations sharing this. I mean the Muslims. It is not in the Muslim culture. It's only belong to the non-Muslims culture. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, these thobes, these clothes, is the kuffar clothes. Don't wear it. Because only kuffar wear this kind of clothes. Also, there's another an example for this. The turban, the imamah. In some days, the yellow turban and the blue turban were for the kuffar. Therefore, you'll find the fuqaha, like in Hanabila said, and it is forbidden to wear any yellow or blue turban. But in that time, it was only for them. But today, it's not for them anymore, so you can wear it. That's what the Imam al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, said. He said it was in 700 Hijri, was the sign of the Christian and Jewish, that they wear yellow or blue turban. The king An-Nasr said, you're not allowed to wear any kind of turban except yellow or blue. So it was sign for them. But if it's a general clothes or general things, which is everybody sharing it. It's not forbidden to do it. But not with the intention of copying them. You see, the Prophet ﷺ used to wear shoes and clothes, which it comes from Yemen, from Sham, from Egypt, and this country were not a Muslim country in that days. And he did it, he wear it, because this is share, everybody sharing this kind of clothes. Like today, now became, most of the Western clothes, is everybody sharing this clothes. We didn't say this only for kuffar, no. Like a lot of women's clothes, hairstyle, a lot of things, watches, glasses, everything now related to dunya, most of it, it's sharing things, computers, microphones, everything. You don't say, oh, this is from kuffar. No, it is not imitation, which is not kuffar, because it's not sign for the kuffar, which is not part of their religion. القاعدة الرابعة ما زال عن كونه شعارا للكفار جاز فعله ما لم يكن محرما لعينه. The fourth rule, whatever was sign for the kuffar, but by the time it's not any more sign for the kuffar, you allow it to do it if it's not forbidden in Sharia. Like as I told you, this turban when it's yellow or blue. And the pants, and so many things. No. Fifth rules, there is no imitation in anything common between the religions. Like, there is common things in all the religions. You didn't say, oh, this imitation, so I don't do it. No. Like all religions ask the people to be good to their neighbors. Good to people. You say, no, I'm not going to be good to my people. Because in Christianity, they believe the management of Jesus is to do this and that. We don't say, no, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no imitation here. You are allowed to be this common things between the religion. Otherwise, you're not gonna what? Worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Tayyib. Also, there is another example, which is maybe more practical. There is a different opinion between the scholars about the mihrab. You see the mihrab? Some scholars said the mihrab, which is al-taq. They call it al-taq or al-mihrab, which is, there is a hole in front of the masjid, where is the imam stand. In Madhab al-Imam Abu Hanifa, it's not recommended for a person to pray there. Related to Madhab al-Hanafi. And also in Madhab al-Hanabila. It's not recommended. But in Madhab al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, and other school of thought, they said, no, you can do that. And everybody has evidence. But what I need here is, why they said not recommended? They said not recommended because this is the way the Christian and Jewish pray. They hide themselves in this maharib and they pray in it. And you know when you read the Quran, Zakariya, he was in mihrab. Zakariya was in the mihrab, Surah Maryam. Mihrab, so it is part of their religion. So they said not allowed as a Muslim, adopt this. But in fact, the mihrab is a common thing between the religions. It's not only a special thing in the Christianity or the Judaism. Like fasting Ashura, it's a common thing that we honor the day Allah saved the mu'mineen, the believer. We were with Musa alayhi salam. طيب. Here a very important, the sixth rule was a very important one. Whatever we not allowed to do it, whatever we're not allowed to imitate the kuffar in, because of the beneficial of not imitating them, the maslaha is not in imitating them. If there is another greater benefit from doing it, we will do it. I was just giving example to one brother 2 minutes ago. You know, when women married, and for example, in some cultures, like say, in some culture, the woman in the wedding will dress like Hindus. They will put her, the Hindus, like the Hindus, way, the way they dress their women. Some people also dress the women in the wedding the same way. We do not do that because we do not want to imitate the Hindus. Or some woman today, she wants to marry. She would like to wear like the Christians. How the Christians wear this kind of certain clothes for their wedding, you know? And putting that ring, wedding ring and stuff like that. Imitating the kuffar, okay? All this imitating the kuffar. We not do that because the benefit of not imitating this is great benefit, because we don't want to be like them, loving them, copying them, follow their steps. It is not by itself forbidden in our deen. Like it's not forbidden to have a ring by itself. It's not forbidden to wear white clothes by itself. We did that because there is a problem of imitating the kuffar. What if there is a greater benefit? Like, if your family, if the marriage will be broke. The bride said, hey, I don't wear this, there is no marriage. Your parents said, if you do not do that, I'm not going to accept this. What if the rules like this? You said, no, imitation, the kuffar is not allowed, so I don't care. No, we said here, the benefit more, the maslaha, the beneficial is more than not to do that. We will say to you, no, you can accept this situation and you will let it go because you think about greater benefit. You understand what I'm saying? From that also, you will see that the seal, you know the seal? Khatim. It was one of the kuffar's culture. But when the Prophet ﷺ became, start sending letters to the kings and to the rulers, the Sahaba told the Prophet ﷺ, those people will not accept a letter without seal. This is their culture. So the Prophet ﷺ start taking seal. Somebody said, this imitation? No. There's a great benefit here from having the seal, which is to authenticate the letters and let those kings accept the Prophet ﷺ's letters. Otherwise, they will not accept it without seal. Same thing. That some scholars said, like some Hanafi scholars, give another example of having trees in the masjid, like the backyard or the front yard of the masjid. It used in old days to be not recommended. And some fuqaha said, it's not allowed because this is the way the Jewish and Christian build their masajid. But you see, the scholar said, no. We find out the benefit of having these trees in the front yard and the backyard of the masjid greater than not having it. And there is no imitation in this case because the benefit is more. And also, the weapons which has been created by the kuffar. Nobody said, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have, for example, rockets or airplanes, because this is copying the kuffar. We said, no, the benefit from having this more to the Muslims to make their armies strong. All kind of technology today, we do it, we take it from, even if it's invented by the kuffar, because here greater benefit to the Muslims to make the Muslims community more stronger. Also, another example for great benefit What if you need to pray in a time which is not recommended for you to pray? Like, for example, you enter the masjid after the Asr Adhan. You know it's not recommended for you to pray after Salat al-Asr. But you want to sit the masjid. Here the scholar said, you pray even though this time is not recommended to pray, because the benefit is greater, which is Tahiyyat al-Masjid. And if there is Salat al-Janazah, somebody died, you pray even in the time which is not recommended for you to pray, because the benefit is more, the maslaha is more here in this actions, because the dead has the right to be, somebody pray on him. One more thing also, the scholar gave an example related to this rules. If somebody praying and there is a lot of distraction around him, the scholar said he is allowed in this situation to close his eyes. Even though closing eyes is the way of Jewish, as the scholar said. The scholar said it's not allowed for you when you pray to close your eyes. Unless there is a reason for that. Otherwise the sunnah is to look to where you putting your forehead in sujood. But if there is a greater benefit, you can do that. Close your eyes. Another rule, whatever in Sharia been described as a sign of the ignorance, it's not allowed for you to practice. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, as I told you in hadith الذي رواه البخاري, three kind of people Allah hated most. One of them, the one who revived the sunnah al-jahiliyyah, the act of jahiliyin, of ignorance. And jahiliyyah, it means the Arab people before the Prophet ﷺ's time, which is the kuffar of the Arab. They have certain ignorant attitude, and the Islam came to change it. Whoever will revive these kind of things is a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hated most. You see, the Prophet ﷺ too, he said about the interest, the riba. Ala inna riba al-jahiliyyah. He called the riba, the interest, jahiliyyah, ignorance. Because you're not allowed to copy or to imitate anything related to that. And there's a lot of example, like for example, the scholar said, therefore you're not allowed to be proud with your race, with your color, with where you're from. It's not allowed to be proud with, it's allowed to, for example, also, النِّيَاهَ عَنِ الْمَيِّ. This is from the ignorant things the Arab people and the Prophet ﷺ, before the Prophet sometimes used to do. When somebody died, they would start crying, weeping, hitting themselves. For example, all these things, you know, it is among the ignorance actions, or ignorance people who used to do that. Also, there is another example, some scholars mention it. When you make tawaf, the jahiliyin used to tie themselves in a robe while they're making tawaf. Therefore, the scholar said it's not allowed to make tawaf while you're tying a group of people in a robe. Also, the ignorance people used to, when somebody died, he would put his food, his sword with him when he died. It's not allowed to do it as a sunnah, as something people start practicing it. You can see there's a lot of example. The Prophet ﷺ forbidden certain things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden certain things, because it's similar to what the Jewish, the Christian, the kuffar doing. For example, the Jewish believe when woman in hayd, in her period, you're not allowed to stay with her in the same house. You're not allowed. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, he revealed, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. The Quran came to say, when she is during her period, only you're not allowed to have intercourse with her. But you can, it became very regular life with her. When the Jewish heard that, they said, مَا بَالُ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. لا يجد سبيلا إلا خالفنا إليه. Why this guy, everything we are doing, he will go against it. Therefore, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, for example, he used to let Aisha رضي الله عنها fix his hair, صلى الله عليه وسلم, wash his head while she has her period. وفي صحيح مسلم, reported by Muslim, that chief how high etiquettes he has, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, Aisha said, لَكُنْتُ أَتَنَاوَلُ الْقَدَحَ. She said, I used to hold the cup while I'm in my period. I will drink from the cup and I will give it to the Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he will go to the same spot. I drink from it and he will drink from the same spot. Just to make her happy. وَكُنْتُ لَأَتَعَرَّقُ الْعِرْقِ. And I used to take the bite from the, like the shoulder when the bones has the meat around it in the sheep. أَتَعَرَّقُ الْعِرْقِ. I will bite the meat. And I will give it to the Prophet ﷺ. He will bite from the same spot I did. That's very high etiquette of dealing with the wife. Also, the Prophet ﷺ forbidden us to drink and eat from the same utilities or from the same cups and plates with what is the kuffar using. Therefore, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the cups and plates made of silver or gold. It is for them in the dunya, for us in the day of judgment, in the day after, in the Jannah. So we're not allowed to copy them. Therefore, the scholar said, any kind of cups or plates, it's only for Christian and Jewish, you're not, or kuffar, you're not allowed to do it, to copy it. For example, nobody said, okay, I will bring this small cups which they're using for alcoholic. I will buy it and they have a drink in it. It's forbidden to use it because it's only for them, they're using for their Jahiliyyah or for haram things. Also, you see the Prophet ﷺ, he not allowed to use the fire or a shubur, al-buq. I don't know how they said that in English. Al-buq. It is something that Jewish used to call the prey with it. Called horn. And the bell. Because this is a Christian way. All of these things the Prophet ﷺ, he don't accept it for us as a Muslim to use it when we call to the pray. Unless Abdullah ibn Zayd, he said, I saw the Rasulullah ﷺ very sad, thinking about what, how can Muslims come to the prayer. He said, I went home thinking about Rasulullah, how much he is sad. Then I had a dream. The adhan, then I came to the Prophet ﷺ and I told him. Then he said, go to Bilal and tell him what you just told me and let him call the people to Salat with it. You see, the Prophet ﷺ also asked us not to close our eyes during the pray because it's the Jewish actions. And therefore, the majority of fuqaha like al-Hanafiyya, al-Malikiyya, al-Hanabila said it's not recommended to close your eyes while you are praying. And the Shafi'i said it's allowed. But in fact, it's not allowed unless there is need for that. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask us to wear our shoes while we are praying. He said, wear your shoes while you are praying. Don't be like the Jewish. They believe it's forbidden to pray in their shoes. So he asked us to go against what they do. Therefore, you say that madhhab al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah al-Hanabila, it said it's sunnah. And Abu Hanifa said, it's high recommended for you to pray in your shoes. And the other fuqaha, rahimahumullah ta'ala, said it is mubah. It is mubah. Like Ibn Daqiq al-Eid. And some said it's not allowed. SubhanAllah. They didn't know the hadith, probably. And the right, it is sunnah, but not, the scholar said, but not in a way which it might disturb the musallin, like today in this masajid, If you walk in with your shoes, it will make the carpet dirty, and it will not be a proper thing to do these days. But you should do it sometimes. You pray like in the guard or your house, or in the park or something like that. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not fast Saturday alone. If you couldn't find anything to eat except a root of a tree, you suck it to break your fast with, do. Except a root to suck it, suck the water from that root of that plant, do it. Just to break your fasting in that day. Do not do it. Why? Because this is the day of Jewish where they fast, or they consider it a holy day. And therefore the majority of fuqaha said, like al-Shafi'i, madhab al-Shafi'iyya and al-Hanabila, and al-Hanafiyya also said, it's not recommended for you to pray, to fast that day alone. But you can add one day before it or one day after it. But al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah, said, it's allowed for you to fast that day even though if it's alone. But this opinion is not strong. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you make salam, do not copy the Jewish and the Christians. The Jewish will make their salam with their finger, like this. And the Christian will do their salam with their hand, without pronouncing. Therefore, Muslim is not allowed to say, like this. The Prophet ﷺ ordered us to pronounce the salam, even though if he couldn't hear you. You said, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. With pronunciation. And this hadith in At-Tirmidhi. Also the Prophet ﷺ said, من علق تميمة من تعلق شيئا وكل عليه في حديث عبد الله بن عكيم في مسند الإمام أحمد. And the Prophet ﷺ said, كان في حديث رويفع بن ثابت أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمره قال رويفع بن ثابت, he said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, tell everybody you see that I am free from anybody he will have rope around his hand. تعويذة, charm, talisman. I'm free from him. He's not among my ummah. Tell anybody you see, whoever will make knot in his beard, I'm free from him. He will bring the beard like this and he will tie it like this. I'm free from him. أخبر من وراءك يا رويفع إذا بلغت بك الحياة أني بريء من كل من عقد لحيته أو تقلد وترى. طيب. There is also a certain rules regarding imitating the shaitan. Anything the shaitan does, we're not allowed to do it. Such as, the Prophet ﷺ said, if one of you in the masjid, see, if one of you in the masjid, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, he's not allowed to, and you, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما كان أحدكم في المسجد فلا يشبكن فإن التشبيك من الشيطان. The Prophet said, somebody in the masjid, he's not allowed to put his fingers through each other like this. He said, this is what the shaitan does. Therefore, the scholar said, it's forbidden to do while you are in the masjid like this. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, the bell, the jaras, mazamir al-shaytan. The bell is the flute of the shaitan. Therefore, the Muslims, the angel will not campaign any group who has bell with them. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Imam Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah, Therefore, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad said, it is not allowed for you to have bill. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw the son of Ibn Zubayr. And they were tying to his foot a bill. Then Umar take it and break it and cut it. And he said, that is from the shaitan. Whatever the shaitan does, we're not allowed to do. Like he ordered people to do what is evil. Make problem between the Muslims. Hatred between the Muslims. Any act the shaitan does, we're not allowed to do. The Prophet ﷺ said, you're not allowed to sit half of your body in the shade, half of your body in the sun. Because this is the way the shaitan sit. See? Also, one of the rules that also eating and drinking with the left hand is forbidden, as I mentioned, Hadith Ibn Umar in the beginning. Also, the scholar said, it's not allowed for a person to pray while he's putting his hand in his waist like this, because this is the way the shaitan does. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's forbidden for a person to do such thing while he is praying. Also, we're not allowed, as you know, imitating the fusaq and the mubtadi'ah. Therefore, you see the scholars said it clearly. You're not allowed, for example, to imitating them in what is in their beliefs or in their bid'ah or whatever related to their sin. Such as, the scholars give an example, the Shia, the Rawafil, always said Ali karram Allahu wajha. When they said Ali, they said karram Allahu wajha. The Sunni, he do not say karram Allahu wajha only for Ali. Otherwise he will be imitating them. We've been asked not to copy the mubtadi'ah. Even though the meaning, we believe that Allah honor Ali's face and every sahabi. But because this is sign of the Shia, we don't do that. Therefore, the scholar mentioned in the book of Aqidah, in the Aqidah, we should wipe in our khuf, socks. Why? Because the Khawarij, the Shia, believe it's not allowed to do that. But we go against what they do. Because this is something recommended in Sharia. For example, you're not allowed to wear any kind of clothes. It is a sign of the Mubtadi'ah, like Shia. They have certain clothes, you don't wear like them. Because Sharia order you to make differentiation between you and the Mubtadi'ah. If somebody, fasiq, singer, actors, a person is fasiq, he's well known with the fisq. You do not act something similar to what he acts. So somebody say, oh, he act like this. His hairstyle like that person. His clothes is like that. Like sometimes you go to some stores, they will tell you, oh, this shirt, which singer, or such and such singer wear. It's not allowed to wear it. There is a rule also you have to know, that we are not allowed to leave sunnah because some mubtadi'ah are doing this. If it's sunnah, we're doing it. Even though if the mubtadi'ah doing it. Also, it's not allowed, one of the forbidden imitation is for a man to imitate a woman or a woman imitate the man. Like in dressing, and I narrated for you so many ahadith, how the Prophet ﷺ cursed the person, and he said, he's not among us, whoever will dress like woman, or when a woman dress like man. It is forbidden in Sharia. It is forbidden in Sharia. But also, you have to know, whatever we talk in this issue related to adults, it goes to the young. Like, for example, if you have a daughter 6 years old, you're not allowed to let her wear the boy's clothes. Or boy's clothes, wear the girl's clothes. Therefore, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, it's not allowed for the boys to let them dress anything made of silk. Even though if they are 4 years, 3 years old. Made of pure silk. It's not allowed because silk is for women. It's not allowed for the person to let his children to do such thing. And there is a narration from Ibn Mas'ud and other than him from the Sahaba mentioned that it's not allowed for you or for you to let your children, even though if you are young, if he's a boy, to let him dress like girl or a girl dress like boy. This is not allowed because you have to raise them from the beginning to be natural and not to copy girl, copy a boy, or boy copying the girl. Also, for that, there's a lot of examples we can give. Like a person not allowed to wear any jewelry like women's. Like somebody putting earring. Today, it's like imitating the kuffar or imitating the women's. But in some days, old days, like in some Pakistani cultures, there's earring. People wear earring. And this is very common in some places there. Old days, the Arab, it was common that the boy wear earring. It was common thing. It's not only for girls. But this culture changed now. It became now only for women, for example. So it's not allowed to do. In that village, for example, they wear earring. It's allowed for them because this is their culture. But if you move to another culture, Muslims, and this is for only women, it's not allowed for you to wear such thing. Also, any clothes, which is men's clothes, not allowed for the woman to wear it, and the opposite. And this is, can be different from culture to other, from time to other. Whatever come in Sharia saying it's allowed for the man and the woman to do, you cannot say it's imitation. For example, having ring. And this ring, like taking a ring from silver. Sharia, it's allowed that for the man. And the Prophet ﷺ's ring was made of silver. So, a man do it. Nobody said, oh, this imitation woman. No. Because the Sharia said it is allowed for the man to wear such thing. Like also, putting henna, you know henna, in your hair or in your beard. To change the color of your white hair, but not with a black color. It's forbidden to change the white hair with a black color, as the Prophet ﷺ said, change that man's hair color. He was very white hair in their head and in the beard. He came and he was the father of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then when the Prophet ﷺ saw him, he said, غَيِّرُوا هَذَا, change this. Let him put or paint his white hair with anything except the black. Except the black. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So nobody can say, for example, it is not allowed for the person to wear or to put henna, for example, to paint his hair with henna or any other color than the black, if it's a common thing. Last thing, there are certain things related to this. Whatever natural in the woman or natural in the man, and he is similar to what the other sex is, the Sharia forgive you. For example, woman, her voice is very deep like men. That's her voice. Somebody, his voice is very soft like woman. That's his voice. His action, very, like, if you see this thing, he's feminine. He did not try to do that. He says, no intention. That's the way Allah created him. She's very tough like men, like walking like this, you know. She's like, you think she's a man? We don't say this is haram. No, this is Allah created her like that. So, it's not under what we are talking about, which is the rule of imitation, because Allah said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. The last kind of imitation, which imitation the animals. The scholar said, whatever is a sign of the animals, you are not to imitate it. كُلُّ مَا كَانَ مِنْ خَصَائِصِهِ يُكْرَهُ تَقْلِيدُهُ فِيهِ. Look to the Sharia, for example, Abu Wasil, he said, I met Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. Then I shook hands with him, then he found my knee is very long. Then he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, يَسْأَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ عَنْ خَبَرِ السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ يَدَعُ أَظْفَارَهُ كَأَظْفَارِ الطَّيْرِ يَجْتَمِعُ فِيهَا الْجَنَابَةُ وَالْخُبْثُ وَالتَّفَثُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, you're asking about the Wahi and the Quran, and your nail is very long, like birds. He gave an example of birds, which is, as I told you before, the rules, all is in Sharia. The Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave example for a human being to an animal, that's something not good. So he said, you leave your nails like birds. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not allowed. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things you're not allowed to do in the salat. See, what's the three things? Three things you're not allowed to do in the salat. نَقْرَةٌ كَنَقْرَةِ الدِّيكِ وَإِقْعَاءٌ كَإِقْعَاءِ الْكَلْبِ وَالْتِفَاتٌ كَالْتِفَاتِ الثَّعَالِبِ. نَقْرَةٌ كَنَقْرَةِ الدِّيكِ. You see the rooster or the chicken, how it will pick up the seeds very quickly? Huh? You're not allowed to pray like this. To go make sujood, make ruku' very quickly like that. Like it looks like the chicken or the rooster. It's forbidden. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also, or to sit like dogs. How to sit like dogs? That you will put your bottom in the ground and you will put it between your two legs. This is the iqa, this is like the dogs. If you sit and your bottom in the ground between your legs. But the sunnah when you sit, when you sit, it is to sit in your left foot. You put your bottom in your left foot. You do not put your bottom in the ground. This is not allowed in the salat. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to look like the fox. You see the fox, he always look right, left. You're not allowed. Some people when they pray, they always keep looking like this. This is like a fox. See, when the Prophet said, it looks like that animals, it means it's not allowed for you to be like him. Also, I mentioned the hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith Anas, when you make sujood, you're not allowed to put your whole hand from the elbow to the toes, touching the ground. He said, do not make sujood like dogs. When the dogs sit, he put the whole hand like this, touching the ground. Also, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbidden, نهى أن يوطن المكان كإيطان البعير أو أن يوطن المكان كإيطان البعير وأن يواطن الرجل بمكان في المسجد كإيطان البعير. Narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it's not allowed for you to be like camels when it comes to the masjid. How? The camels, when he sit in some place, he will go around, go, then he will come back to the same place. He will never leave it. The Prophet ﷺ said, it's not allowed for you to have a place in the masjid and you said, this is my spot. Nobody sit in it. Nobody touch it. I will go, come every salat, this is my place. He said, not allowed for you to act like camels who has one spot, he will not change it. The scholar said, except in the places which is holy places, like the holy mosques. The holy mosque. And they have evidence for that Abu Salama, he used to take a place close to the mihrab. He said, this is the place where I saw the Prophet ﷺ did his prayer, so I always do that there. This is only because it's there a special fadila in that place. But regular masajid, the Prophet ﷺ said, do not have one spot and always come back to it like the camels. And he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also, if somebody want to make sujood, this hadith, hadith Abu Hurairah, it's a very common hadith. If one of you want to make sujood, he should not make sujood like camels. Here there's a different opinion between the scholars. Is the camels go with his hand before his knees, or with his knees before his hands? And what I believe, it's more closer to the sunnah, authentic opinion among these, or stronger opinion among these two opinions, is the person who should touch the ground with his hands before his knee. This is more stronger opinion, and both of them is actually a strong opinion, and it depends how you will follow the person you or the more the person you can, if you are eligible to look to the evidence, you can go over it and see what is the authentic opinion, or the strongest dalil. If you're not, you just copy imam or alim, you trust him more. Actually, there's a lot of details, a lot of examples here related to the rule of tashabbuh, the rule of tashabbuh. And as you see, it is in every chapter in the fiqh books and the aqidah's books, and it has a lot of details. That's what I could go over it today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us get benefit from what we said, and whatever is right, it's from Allah Azza wa Jal, and whatever is wrong, it is from myself and from the shaytan. And inshallah, the questions will be taking it after Salat al-Asr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.